20,000원. But in any case, we had hoped to have that done today. Having postponed several meetings earlier, where the Auditor General and the deputy were available. Unfortunately, this Friday did not. The LG is out in Macedonia. He's in Austria fulfilling his duties as chairperson of Intersail. Update on the Ramco issue for those who may be new to the committee. Ramco sent for the remuneration committee that from the Auditor General's side advises that he comments on behalf of that institution to this committee on any changes, proposed changes to the which we assisted as a committee, dealt with, made recommendations to the president, and the matter in the presidency is being handled at this stage by their legal services because they issued a legal question. They have written back to us asking certain questions relating to our recommendations of clarity. We have requested the committee section to work together with legal services in Parliament to formulate a draft response of the ad hoc committee, which will then come before us for approval, because that should represent our response as a collective, and so that the matter can reach some finality and we understand that the speaker also wrote a letter accompanying our recommendation, expressing his views relating to our recommendation to the president, which obviously the president will probably take into account as well. So when we are ready to update the committee, and hence we didn't put that item on the agenda today, we will put together a package of this correspondence, which would include a draft response that you would first have to approve before it comes back to the president or the presidency. And that would be the point at which the matter can be discussed. So I thought I should deal with it that way. I assume that you are comfortable with that. So I thought you had to discuss the document that I'm before you. So that's stood down on that basis as well. And there is a third issue that stood down as well, and that is an update on our overseas trip. You'd recall that our attempt to travel last year failed because our initial scheduled July trip could not take place because our hosts in Canada indicated their unavailability at that stage. That would only be available in September. And when we made a request to the House Chair responsible for committee to approve the shifting of the date to September, we did not get a favorable response. And in fact, it was until almost the eve of that we got clarity as to where we stand with that office in relation to approval of the trip. So that's what happened last year. We are in the process of trying to revive the engagement with that office. And when we are ready, we would then report back to say then we would be able to have a more intelligent discussion when we have the facts. So that one is also stood down for future discussion. The hint seems to be that June might be a possible slot going forward. And I should also mention that I requested the researcher to also look at another country at the recommendation of the Auditor General, which is Austria. The Auditor General staff that might be valuable insights that we might gain from this. So we thought, let's first check, compare Canada and Austria, see where the greatest gains might be. And then when we come back to you, possibly with very clear facts, to enable you to make informed choices. So those are the three matters, and the reasons why they are not formally on the agenda today. Then I'll just quickly explain the agenda as it stands, and then I'll request approval or the amendment to the agenda. We have adoption of minutes. This is just one set of things. We had a discussion and adoption of the committee first-term program program, and that is until the 31st of March. And of course there are issues that arise out of that program, some of which I've just touched on now. And then a discussion on the oversight visit, which would also be a proposed item on that program. And then finally, consideration of financial statements. I requested the committee secretary to circulate the latest statement from the committee section that indicates how much we left in the kitchen. Just to illustrate that a few days ago, I was told we had about 600 odd rand. Now I'm told we that it is about 100 and odd thousand rand. How this money gets shifted around, I guess it's tradition in this institution. And we'll discuss that when we get to it, but my feeling is that the best thing is just to ignore the best and just do the work. Put forward a proposal if we want to do whatever we want to do, and just ignore whether there's money or not, and let them approve or not approve, because all the same, it doesn't matter what you think you still have in the kitchen, tomorrow you might not have it. So equally, probably they can shift money from elsewhere and give us if we have work to do. So that's my attitude, always been my attitude when it comes to dealing with a committee section. Anyway, all right. So that is in brief the agenda. I don't know if anybody wants to clarify any issue or wants to do this in relation to the agenda before I move to the motion. Yes, Mr. Singh?
Yeah. Jefferson, thank you. Thank you very much, Jefferson. Yeah, Chair, I think although you reported on some of the other items and you said they would stand down, but they should remain on the agenda as items that were dealt with.
Yeah.
Because your report is a report. So that means it was an item that we discussed.
Yeah.
So your update on Remco issue, maybe we can't take it further than what you've said,
yeah,
but it must still remain as something that was deliberated on today. So we don't remove it from the agenda. But
I think you have a point. So the 3 points then that I reported on and the reasons for us not being able to consider them, I think firstly should be factored into the agenda and secondly in the minutes accordingly. All right. Yes, ma'am. I think you have just joined us and currently introduce you properly, but maybe you can give us a chance to this blindness. No, let me Honorable Sheila Tolle is a new member of the committee and would like to welcome the idea. I don't know why you'd be sort of confusing myself.
Finance. And we had this problem where
committee budget will not be. And we decided to go on a budget workshop for ourselves, and we really budgeted what we needed as a committee, and we submitted to the speaker. And we were surprised how it was welcomed, and it became a norm. They actually asked us to help the other committees. And from that time onwards, every committee had its own budget, and they knew exactly how much. The shifting is normal in an institution, because if you did not use the money, they must give it to somebody who is in need of the money. They cannot just return to the money to treasury and say we are not using it when other people need it. So we need to actually budget on time and show them how much we're going to need, and if we need more, they'll find it.
I can just say it's a very complicated issue. The example is our international trip. We budgeted, we submitted a budget last year, which included items. We still need the committee section itself to approve them for us to undertake those things. And the committee section, in its wisdom, may choose not to approve certain activity, at which point that is valid in our budget. Now we want to do an oversight trip, and we understood when we were planning to propose it before the committee. In fact, had we proceeded to the meeting in January, I wouldn't be reporting 100 rand in our kitty, 100,000, I'd be reporting 600,000 in our kitty. But I think, as you say, ultimately what matters is that is what needs to be done. Forward a proposal to them, and they will sign back somewhere, I'm sure. If they choose not to approve, we'll cross the bridge when we get there. I would propose that we go that route for now. But yes, certainly every year we submit a budget with a program, and in the end, nothing else gets implemented anyway. All right. Mr. Singh?
No. I'm comfortable on
this. All right. Okay. Adoption of minutes is our first item here. The draft minutes have been circulated. I don't know if we want to go page by page. That was minutes of Friday, 11 November 27. Then I call it a little to Adam, and if everybody is receiving by for the content as well.
I propose for adoption.
Mr. Kornoff proposes adoption. Any seconder? Yes. Mando proposes a second. Who is Dr. Sindhana? I'm not sure if I am specifically Mr. Attention. I think most of the methods are methods that we revolved on adoption report. Yes, yes.
Chairperson, I just thought in general it might be helpful for the AG's office,
yes,
just to supply us before the end of the financial year a list of outstanding fees due to them,
yes,
by departments and the SOEs and things like that.
Yes.
So you know we can follow that up timelessly.
Yes.
I'm saying this advisedly because the other day we received a briefing from the Auditor General's office,
mm-hmm,
and Boxing South Africa. You know, they've really taken a long, long, long time to pay the audit fee.
Yeah.
So there may be other bodies, you know, Schedule 3 entities and things like that, you know, the same boat, and maybe we need to be a fine. And it's just like we've done in the past.
Sure.
Collection.
Sure. In fact, at our meeting when we were discussing the annual report, it raise the issue of the need for them to send us regular updates on the state. Maybe what we did not do is to specify how regular equity needs to go. Maybe that's something that can be worked out as a technical issue between the committee section and the ages also, so that it's a standard practice to have those statements circulated at those particular intervals to members. All right, so please let's follow up on that. Let's continue the point and make sure that we give effect, but certainly before the end of the current financial year, the honorable thing stated, we could request that we receive that. All right, any other matters that anybody wishes to raise arising out of the minutes? All right. The next item is the adoption of the of this term of the program. Do you want to first lead us on the draft program?
We have a proposal that we're going to look at between now and the end of March.
Obviously, the part of the program that has already happened in March.
Yes.
This
second phase we can do that.
Yeah. So let's focus on the way forward. When are we proposing our next meeting? Maybe we can just lead us on the draft
program. In fact, typically we will have about 3 meetings from the Friday the 3rd of March, which is next week, and then the following the 9th, and then after that the 16th. The main items in all of them there is the discussion on the oversight level.
Well, I did record, so there are 3 items that we still need to deal with. The oversight trip, I think, is a priority one, because we need to do preparation for that. What we had hoped is that the decision which province to go to should be informed by, amongst other things, the Auditor General's report, which should be pointing to the province's most, what's the English word, most affected by negative audit outcomes. As part of, remember that our oversight visit is informed by our commitment to support the Auditor General and the joint project between the Auditor General and what's that department? Provincial and local government department to pursue the objective of achieving clean audit by 2040. So in a sense, we try to add our voice to encouraging that to happen. And we make it clear that our job really is not to act as a scoper on auditees, but is to exercise oversight on the work of the Auditor General by accompanying him to the auditees, but also to support the work of the Auditor General to ensure that institution's efficacy and effectiveness in line with the Act and the Constitution. So it's both a supportive and an oversight role. Just that I must always clarify the context so that people don't say what they are serving the role of adult role players and so on. So we the hope is that as soon as we get the audit report, report and discuss it. Out of that discussion within our report, we should be able to identify which provinces are most need our visit. And on that basis, make a decision. So the proposal at this stage is that maybe we should next week or week after next schedule a meeting, by which time hopefully we will want to see the presentation in time for us to plan the visit. I'm not sure whether I will have sufficient time today with another team host to have a visit for the end of March. But that is the hope. So next week might be the ideal time to meet, and provided that the Auditor General is available or is ready to come and give that presentation to us. Does that make sense? Alright. Yeah, and like I said, then if we meet next week, by then we should be ready to also present the draft responses that I referred to earlier regarding the RAMCO issue. And hopefully by then we should have some kind of useful information to report progress on preparation for the international business. Alright, so those items would then hopefully be ready for consideration at next Friday's meeting. Alright, so that takes care of the program. I don't know if there's any other thing that we think is critical that we should include in the program before the program for the next 3 weeks, that is, other than what I've highlighted. Right. Then we're done with the program. Comes the issue of the oversight visits, which in a sense we've also dealt with. I don't know if there's any further comments on the oversight visit issue, or should rather wait until we are in a position to have proper discussion on it. Right. Okay. Then that leads us to the last item, which is the financial statement. They have been circulated. Do you want to take us through the financial statement? And maybe you can just confirm or dispute some of the comments I made relating to where our finances were and where they are now.
Chairperson, it will not be different from what you said, as members can see that we were allocated 666,000 at the beginning of the financial year. And out of that we spent only nearly 90,000. But it's not really a committee session, but the House Chair's office and others who are authorized to do that took the 400,000 from our budget, and therefore, as members can see, we are only left with 178,000. And that's the situation as it is now. That's all we have.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think we can argue with the fact that they took away the money.
Yeah.
I mean, if we've got sustainable programs on the table,
yeah,
within a particular financial year, then they can't take it away. Supposing we had some oversight visits in the next 3 weeks or so, and we had no money, then one can go to them and, you know, throw everything at them and say, no, you couldn't do that because we had a program. But I think it's incumbent upon us to have a sustainable program as we move forward.
Yeah.
Costing the things that we want to do. And then they shouldn't be able to take money. But I think in the future we need to remind them, if we're unsure, that they took away money.
Yeah. All right. We've already discussed all the other issues relating to this matter, and we've agreed to the approach that we'll leave not a single cent focus on the substance.
Yeah.
And see what reaction we get.
Yes,
Honorable.
Yeah, I was just looking at how they took it. It's the environment is not so. Yeah, we see the environment. If we need the money, they can get it done.
Oh, alright.
Yeah.
Okay, then it means we must really put a lot more energy into preparing for an oversight trip. My sense is that maybe we to fast track things, we should here and now agree, even before we receive the general report, because it's been presented at different fora, etc. And we have some sense of what's happened in the provinces. My sense is that perhaps because we can only talk of one or two provinces at most, that perhaps we need to here and now agree on provinces we want to consider for the thing, so that work can start immediately to do preparation. As you know, it takes forever to liaise with the other side, do all the booking and everything, so we might not have enough time really to postpone the decision. And if we agree, can I maybe put the matter before the committee for any suggestions as to which province to visit? My understanding is that even with a full 600,000, we'll probably be able to only manage one province if we're spending a week in that province. And hopefully when we are in that province, we'll then also try to identify the most inflicted, if you like, departments in that specific problem, or with offense to choose from a department. But the latter is something that we can always look at, matter of detail at a later stage. Alright, let me start with Honorable Mumadi and then I'll come to Honorable Singh.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think last time we visited Limpopo, and I suggest you can visit Northwest, because in our province, we're supposed to visit Limpopo, Northwest, and Gauteng, and Mpumalanga. And if you watch TV and listen to the radio, there's really a lot of things that are happening in Northwest. I suggest you can visit Northwest.
Chair, I'm going to speak for the Garden Province and say that maybe it's time we focus on a municipality. Tegwini Metro is one of the larger municipalities in the country. And we've always received a very rosy picture of the way Tegwini Metro has been handling their finances. Until a few weeks ago, when the Manasseh report and other reports and the reports of the Auditor General surfaced. And there are lots of things wrong, and I think Honorable Stiernathan, who's had a background with Tegwini, can also speak to that. But I think more so, why I want to suggest it, more so from the way the Auditor General reports, the reporting of the Auditor General, what do they look into vis-a-vis what commissions of inquiry look into, and how do we get these clean audits? I mean, a number of municipalities are standing on the rooftop and saying clean audits. Now, we need to clarify with the Auditor General and the public out there that a clean audit doesn't mean that everything was hunky-dory. You could have unqualified but with emphasis of matter. And those matters that have been emphasized in the Auditor General report can be quite substantial in terms of what went wrong, but not substantial in terms of the overall budget of the entity or the department. Now, I know there are impacts there in the Tegwini that I'm still trying to find their feet, but what I found is that the Auditor General's Office doesn't give the Municipal Public Accounts Committee the same kind of briefing that they give us in SCOPA prior to us interrogating departments. And maybe these are arenas that we need to discuss with the office of the Auditor General in the presence of our national audit people, and then just see, you know, what's happening, how things transpire over there. Because yesterday, Chairperson, for example, we received a briefing from the Auditor General's office on sports and recreation and on boxing, South Africa, and the CETA, services CETA and PCETA. Now, for all intents and purposes, I thought services CETA, well, we all thought was running very well. There was Dr. Blumenthal there, the head of the services CETA. Auditor General never reported anything untoward in the last few years, until last year. And they give them a damning report. And I said, but how can they go from hero to zero in 1 year, where there are no internal controls and there's no all sorts of things? How did you pick all those things up? Why did you pick it up in the past? They say, well, it was through whistleblowing. Now that leads into question, and I told them that. It leads into question, I won't say the integrity, but the way the Auditor General's office go about doing their audits. Because if there was no whistleblowing, we would have still been receiving very nice, rosy reports about the service of CETA. So I think these are issues that we need to discuss with the Office of the Auditor General, but I'm suggesting we haven't been to a municipality, and Durban Metro is a large one, and there's a lot of nonsense going on there. So I, you know, I would put on the table Durban Metro.
Yes.
I am inclined to support the honour of seeing the suggestion of the Tyrrhenian, not because of the Tyrrhenian, but because of the problems that have been highlighted in the print media and TV, and we need to make ourselves available. And I'm not at the same time watering down Northwest, but I think we must go where the problem is and find out what the Tyrrhenian is.
Yeah. Can I just remind us that when we started and when we introduced the issue of oversight service, our motto was that we would do all the three spheres in turn. We started with the local CA in our first round, which was Limpopo and Mpumalanga, where we did several. We did not do the next sphere because our focus was on the head office itself, of the Auditor General. So our oversight service went to the head office in Pretoria as well as the additional office in Johannesburg. This year, the intention would then have been to go to the provincial sphere of government, which are most afflicted, and within those provinces identify the departments which are most afflicted and target those. Next year, then, the intention would have been to focus on the national sphere of government, where we would then identify departments and most afflicted. But I also take the point that well and good to follow a formula or a format. Sometimes you need to be responsive to the pressing needs that arise along the way, and you may need to adjust your plan accordingly. But then it should be on a basis of a clear understanding as to what it is that you're doing and how do you then want to present back your plan to your original plan. Because if you just focus on your main plan, you could find yourself ignoring certain aspects that you had push both to happen at the same time, in the sense of our demand that we were to do it equally. We might just consign ourselves to it equally, and therefore still have enough time to do the other work that we have planned, depending on the budgetary size.
Chairperson, I'd like to support the Etegwini visit. It's emerged that there's over 2 billion rand worth of war crimes and illegal expenditure. And I think that there's some hard questions need to be asked as to how that amount of unauthorized expenditure has been able to get through the net for the last 3 audits. As Honourable Singh pointed out, there's been a clean audit every year. A little bit of emphasis. But certainly the Auditor General's office never picked up the the massive amounts of Section 36 awards that were being awarded in that municipality, massive problems in the procurement and tenders. And I think it's in a big metro, I think it's going to be very instructive for us to be able to ask the Auditor General's office to take us through how in a major metro this amount of money is able to get through and see how we can try and close those gaps going forward. I'd like to support the Honourable King's suggestion on Etegwini. I think its issue is relevant, and I think it's timing. And I think it would be correct for us to go after that.
Certainly, as a country, we would want to avert the kind of experiences that the Lima brothers and the other people in the big countries like the U.S. Even now, the economy of Europe, and now the economic meltdown in part is a result of certain non-disclosures. And you ask, where were all the auditors of the world when the world started catching fire? So these are big issues for us, I think, as a country. We need to take very serious lessons from the rest of the world. We should try even harder to make sure that our institutions are much more, on the ball when it comes to this big matter for the survival of our own survival as a nation also.
Yeah, Chairperson, what I suggest is let our researchers and look at those Etegwini, speak to the Office of the Auditor General, ACSA, and they can communicate with KZN and see, whether there are areas that we can look at. Mm. Like Honorable Steen Agent, there certainly are gaps.
Yeah.
But I think at some stage as well, while we are here in Cape Town, I want to suggest that we go to Western Cape. You see, we mustn't only look at the bad, we must look at the good and see what makes the Western Cape Provincial Department get unqualified audits, most of them. And the Auditor General needs to tell us, are they auditing differently, are they not putting the microscope there, or is it that they just keep the records properly? So we need to look at good examples as well. So if they can keep that in mind, I think it's also. But for now, I want to just propose that they look at Durban and the North West, and then come up with proposals and see which one we can do sooner and take from there.
But just to further complicate matters, you would recall that Section 100 was involved in the fact of at least two provinces, Eastern Cape and Malaysian, in particular to the Education Department in the past year. And open our lady. So it might be interesting to look at the role of the Auditor General in situations where that particular section is actually invoked as a synonym. But I'm just saying there are all these things to look at in making this decision about which to focus on in it.
Yes, Honorable Chair.
Yeah.
Josh.
Thank you. I just want to say create something for us to apply our minds. Because really, you know, what is the work of the auditor general? The auditor general does not compile financial statements. He verifies. The people who should pick up things like this are members of the committee. You know, when the country is on fire like this, the first question that came to my mind is, where were the portfolio committee? Did they take a report? Our job is to oversight all. It is to actually inspect the institution. It means the biggest thing that is pointed out is members of parliament, more than any other.
I think that when we receive the general report, we'll also have an opportunity to engage the Auditor General on all these questions that colleagues are raising. But secondly, we will also have an opportunity to reflect on the system overall as this committee, to say, what do we think? Where do we think we are inadequate, for example, Parliament as an institution in exercising our oversight, which the tool called the Audit General Report is an enabling one to enable us to exercise that oversight. The legislation such as the PFMA, the Public Audit Act, and any other instrument that are disposed by the Parliament, how well are we doing as an institution? I think COMEC should grapple with those questions more than any other committee, because it's a structural one. The other committee of water will concern itself with how the Department of Water Services is doing in the country audit. But we have to concern ourselves about the overall system. So maybe this is the forum where we should begin to grapple with these issues and possibly come with some suggestions to Parliament. Because under the Act, we can call for online Parliament on matters relating to this issue. So we should possibly still be within our mandate under the Act to begin to raise the structural issues. All right, but we'll defer that until we have a presentation from the Auditor General on his general report and having engaged with him and possibly write a report ourselves to Parliament in which we make the recommendation over and above oversight. All right, so the agreement in conclusion on this matter is that we will see if we cannot get away with a further deep to the equity. Obviously with the Office of the Auditor General in that area, who must then provide answers to some of the questions while engaging with the audit team. And then the visit to the Northwest, hopefully still within the current financial year towards the end of March. And that we must start by now already preparing work from the committee side of preparing a proposal to forward to the our chair for approval. Yes. Look, ideally when we do this oversight of it, it should be a team exercise. But obviously it depends on people's having abilities in terms of their own progress. So maybe that is a request we should forward to them and suggest that we do a joint visit. And there may be other committees that are interested in the matter, such as finance, I don't know. Let's see if we can have a coordinated collective visit so that we also don't duplicate visits to the same place today.
that into a kind of thing.
All right. That suggests to me that we have exhausted the issues before us today. I don't know if there's any other matter that anybody thought was left out before we adjourn. Yes,
I don't think we need to discuss it, and it's probably not appropriate to discuss it, but just in terms of the overseas visit, I'll just add a quick look at the parliamentary program.
Yeah.
Now, there is a break on the 22nd of May till the 8th of June.
Yes.
That's devoted to committee time.
Yes.
Maybe too close, but you know, if you're talking July, it's the bad time. In July, June, July is the summer holiday for Canada and for Europe. So, you know, it's also a problematic time for them to receive all their parliaments goes into recess for obvious reasons. So if we need to do that, we might try to look at the date 20 June, 28 June, you know, just in the last week. I think we arrive here on the 25th of June. So there might be a week there. And then the other option is in September, you know, just towards the end of summer. But it's still, you know, good weather, fairly good weather. But I think the Secretariat must just look properly at the program of Parliament, and maybe we can get away and get a good week somewhere that works for everybody.
Like I hinted, a quick response from the House Chair to me informally was that we should look at June. I'm not sure whether beginning or mid or end of June, and I haven't looked at the program at the time to see where that might be referring to in terms of the program of Parliament itself. So the additional information you're giving is very valuable information, which we need to take into account when we make the next proposal. I would say, yeah, maybe we should, as early as now, start engaging that office with a fair proposal. Canada versus Austria would just be a little thing that we need to finalize before we approach them. But I think the sooner we engage them, because they take forever to approve and things like that, the better. But fine, I will take all that information at hand and going forward. All right. Any other matters before I adjourn the meeting? Well, then that remains for me to thank you all for attending. We did formally approve the minutes. It remains for me to thank you for attending the meeting and wish you a pleasant weekend ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go all the way.